You're listening to the Hamilton Today podcast from 900 CHML.
Pierre Poilievre is joining us, leader of the Conservative Party of Canada, MP for Carleton, Ontario, and perhaps the next Prime Minister of Canada. Pierre Poilievre, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Definitely the next Prime Minister of Canada. We need some common sense in this country.
All right. Before we get to budgets and all that sort of thing, certainly anyone who listens to this show knows where I stand with this prime minister. And I want to say I voted for all three political parties. Stop laughing, please. And I'll leave it at that. But he has, in my lifetime, proved to be the most divisive prime minister of my time, I believe, whether it's climate change, whether it's gender, whether it's vaccination. We don't seem to find the victory, we find the divisiveness. And others are saying that you're the same, but just from the opposite side of the political spectrum. And that this, in a time where people want change, is your election to lose. What are you doing to unite Canadians and get us out of this fight and working as one?
Standing for the common sense of the common people, united for our common home, Canada. And what does that mean? Well, we need to bring home lower costs. Inflation's at a 40-year high after 8 years of Trudeau. His carbon taxes, his inflationary deficits, he's doubled the national debt, adding more debt than all prime ministers prior combined. I'm going to cap spending, cut waste, so that we can eliminate the inflationary deficits and carbon taxes and bring home lower costs, bring home powerful paychecks. And the Hammer is a town full of working people, but there's a war on work. You earn an extra buck and you get it chewed up by taxes, inflation, and clawbacks. Enough. I'm going to overhaul and reform taxes so that people bring home more of each dollar they earn and hard work pays off. And we're going to bring homes people can afford. I think one of the reasons why there's so much mental health problems and despair and crime is that if you can't afford a home and you're 32 years old in mom's basement, you've got no hope. You feel like you have no future. And that's because we don't have enough homes. We have the fewest homes per capita in the G7. I want to remove the government gatekeepers to speed up and lower the cost of building permits to add millions of new homes our working kids can afford. That's just common sense, but we have to bring it home.
It seems that build is a bad word in Canada now. And I don't know whether that's, you know, to try to densify or whatever, but it just seems in the last 10, 20, 30 years, we've fallen behind. Why is build becoming a bad word, or why was it a bad word?
Well, we've become a nation of gatekeepers. We're now ranked 64th in the world for the time it takes to get a building permit for anything, a factory, a mine, or just a house. And so Canada now has the fewest houses per capita of any G7 country, even though we have the most land to live on, to build on. You know that the average house in America is 45% cheaper than here in Canada. They have 10 times the population to house on a smaller land mass. It should be way cheaper here. But the reason we have among the world's most expensive real estate is you can't get anything built. So here's my solution. I'm going to link the number of dollars that big cities get from the federal government for infrastructure to the number of houses they allow to be built. Those that speed up and lower the cost of building permits will get a building bonus from my government. And those that gatekeep and block building will get their infrastructure money clawed back. That will be a powerful incentive for city bureaucrats and politicians to get out of the way. I'm going to require every federally funded transit station to have high density apartments around and above so seniors and youth can live next to the bus and train. I'm going to sell off 6,000 federal buildings to turn them into houses. In other words, we're going to unleash construction like we've never seen before, build millions of new homes, and we're going to bring home ownership back to our young people.
Some critics have said that you have, or your party has, no climate change plan. How do you address that? And how is not a viable option to use Canadian liquid natural gas to get at least the world off coal?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, that there is the solution on climate change. The Liberal NDP approach is to hit people with high taxes to drive up the cost of traditional energies that we still need. In fact, at midnight tonight, the NDP Liberal carbon tax goes up again. So you're going to get hit at the pumps. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day, and the joke is on everybody who uses gas, heat, or groceries in this country. But instead of bringing up the cost of traditional energy, let's bring down the cost of low-carbon alternatives, like liquefying our natural gas. We have the fifth biggest supply on Earth. There were 15 proposals for export terminals on Trudeau's desk when he took office. Zero have been built. They built seven in the same time in the United States. The Germans built an import facility in 194 days. We could be the one selling that clean gas, which replaces dirty coal and reduces global emissions. We could also send it eastward to Europe, so to break European dependence on Putin and turn dollars for dictators into paychecks for our people. But we have to speed up the approval of these projects, and that's exactly what I'll do. But not just gas. We have the fifth biggest supply of lithium, which you need for electric car batteries. But we don't mine the stuff. Why? It takes 25 years to get a mine approved in Canada. So I'll speed that up so that we can safely approve mines in a year and a half rather than two and a half decades. And that way we can mine the lithium using clean energy here and build the supply chains for electric cars in the future right here on Canada's soil. Let's bring home our jobs, bring home our paychecks, and bring home clean industry to Canada.
What do you say to Canadians who are scared of you? You're the boogeyman. You're an extreme right wingist. You're a Donald Trumper. You're that. How do you answer that?
Well, Justin Trudeau will fear monger. That's what he does. As you said, he divides to distract from the suffering people have experienced after 8 years in office. But what I'm proposing is common sense. So let's go through it. Bring home lower costs by eliminating the inflationary deficits and carbon taxes. Bring home powerful paychecks by lowering taxes to reward hard work. Bring homes people can afford by speeding up construction. Bring home safe streets with jail, not bail for repeat violent offenders. Also by reversing the decriminalization of heroin, crack, and other drugs, and instead investing in rehabilitation and treatment for our addicts. And suing the big pharma companies to pay for it. They caused the crisis with their opioids. They should pay the price to fix it. And finally, bring home our freedom. Let people speak freely, make their own decisions about their own bodies. These are common sense ideas, bringing home lower costs, powerful paychecks, more homes, safer streets, and more freedom. That's common sense. That's the Canadian way, and that's what I'll deliver.
All right, last question. Many say they don't know you. What do you want Canadians to know about Pierre Poilievre?
My story's not a lot different than theirs. I was born to a 16-year-old unwed mother who just lost her own mom, so she put me up for adoption to two school teachers. They always taught me, though, that it didn't matter where I came from. It mattered where I was going. It didn't matter who I knew, but what I could do. And that's the country my wife came to as a refugee from Venezuela. It's the country that we want our kids and yours to inherit, a country where it doesn't matter if your name is Martin or Mohammed, Singh or Smith, Poilievre or Patel, Chong or Charles. As long as you're prepared to work hard, you should have the chance, you should have a shot at a good house, a good living, and a great life. That's common sense. I think it's time to bring it home.
Pierre Poilievre with us, leader of the Conservative Party of Canada, MP for Carleton, Ontario. Pierre, thank you so much for the time. Be well.
Great to be with you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.